First Off. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 31st of July. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the best of days for Irish swimming. A bronze medalist yesterday and a gold medalist today, and we're not even halfway through the competition.
Daniel Whiffen secures his place in the history books and plans to triple the number of people taking the train. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach says the country erupted last night when Daniel Whiffen won gold for Ireland. Ireland's first ever male Olympic pool finalist won the men's 800 metres freestyle swimming final in Paris in a record Olympic time. It was just Ireland's 12th ever Olympic gold medal. Taoiseach Simon Harris says the country couldn't be more proud.
On behalf of a grateful country, I say, Gurv Milamahagavagas Kohortagas, congratulations. You have made this country so proud. You are an Olympic champion. Thank you so much for the pride you have given to our country. Well done.
Investigations are continuing after two men in their 40s died in a helicopter crash in Westmeath yesterday. One of the men was an Irish national, while the second is understood to be from Eastern Europe. The Air Accident Investigation Unit is leading the investigation into what happened. Declan Weir lives close to where the crash happened.
First thing I heard was my daughter rang me. She just lives a couple of hundred yards from it. Her house is, and she wanted to know, was there an explosion or something? She just heard a bang. And she rang me and said, did I hear anything about an explosion up the road? And I said I didn't. So we just heard after that it was, sadly, that it was a helicopter accident.
Israel's IDF has claimed responsibility for a retaliatory strike on the Lebanese capital of Beirut, which it says has killed Hezbollah's most senior commander. It's understood to have been in response to an attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights on Saturday, in which 12 people died. The Iranian-backed militant group denies involvement and claims Fuad Shukr has survived but is critically injured. High-speed trains, an extension of the rail network and a tripling of the number of people using the rail system are just some of the recommendations of the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review. The government's final report sets out the implementation of 32 recommendations. Its aim is to increase the number of people using the rail system annually from around 65 million to over 180 million. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
This joint report by the Department of Transport in Ireland and the Department of Infrastructure in the North sets out a strategic vision for the development of the rail system across the island of Ireland over the coming decades. The cost of enhancing and expanding the rail system up to 2050 has been put at between 35 and 37 billion euro. The report's recommendations include upgrading much of the single-track rail network to double-track, with four-track in some areas. There will be higher-frequency train services at least hourly between cities and at least every 2 hours on regional rural routes. New 200-kilometre-an-hour intercity trains with rail journey times between cities being significantly reduced and in some cases halved. Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan said the review is the most ambitious vision for rail in a century.
In the UK, at least 22 police officers have been injured following violent disorder in Southport, where a vigil was being held to remember three young girls killed in Monday's knife attack. Cars were set on fire and bricks thrown at a local mosque away from the service. Protesters could also be heard chanting far-right slogans. A 17-year-old boy has been arrested over the knife rampage, in which five children remain critical. British Home Secretary Yvette Cooper, who yesterday urged people not to spread false information, has reacted to the riots.
Violent attacks from thugs on the street who show no respect for a grieving community, and it's a total disgrace.
Kamala Harris is officially the only candidate seeking the Democrat nomination to run for President of the United States. A key deadline has now passed, with no one else qualifying. She addressed Donald Trump head-on at a rally last night, saying, "If you've got something to say, say it to my face." He claims he can make a case for not debating Ms. Harris on ABC in September and has called the network fake news. The US Vice President brought up his legal cases in Atlanta, Georgia, prompting chants of "lock him up" by her supporters.
So in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
Former BBC presenter Hugh Edwards is due in court later, charged with making indecent images of children. The broadcaster, who left the BBC in April, is facing three charges over alleged activity between December 2020 and April 2022. He's accused of having six Category A images, which is the most serious classification, 12 Category B pictures and 19 Category C photographs on WhatsApp. A conviction at Crown Court could lead to a prison sentence of several years. The cost of petrol and diesel will increase from today. Diesel will go up by 3 cent a litre and petrol by 4 cent. It follows the government's reimposition of higher excise duties on motor fuels. And in sport at the Olympics, after winning bronze in the 100 metre breaststroke on Monday, Mona McSherry returns to the pool this morning. She goes in heat one of the 200 metre breaststroke at 10 a.m. Just after 10, rowers Afra Kyo and Fiona Murta go in the second semi-final of the women's pair. Shortly after, Tokyo gold medalist Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan are in the first semi-final of the lightweight men's double sculls, and Aoife Casey and Margaret Cremin are in the second semi of the lightweight women's double sculls. Kelly Harrington can secure another Olympic medal today with victory in the lightweight boxing quarterfinals. Tyrone's Jude Gallagher is in last 16 action. Middleweight Aoife O'Rourke is also in last 16 action this evening. The Irish crew of Robert Dixon and Sean Waddelove will look to book their place in the medal race of the men's skiff. Nat Wehan eyes a quarterfinal place in the men's badminton, and in staying with badminton, Rachel Dara takes on the 2016 gold medalist Carolina Marin today. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.